Welcome to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business.
All right, it sure is. We're still having trouble with Facebook. We'll get it eventually. In the meantime, we'll do it on my phone. There we go. So we've got a great show for you today. We've got my good friend, David Ogman, another good friend of mine, Andrew Sherman. We're going to talk to Drury Ross also, who's the queen of cannabis marketing. We've got Regan Mendoza running the show. It's going to be tremendous. Regan, take it away, and we'll be right back with David Ogman, and we're going to talk about a very poignant story about David and his son here for Passover. Take your mind off this COVID thing right after this. I love you, David. Not so much you. Maybe you. Back after this.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to be certain. Love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. If you need financing, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why would you do that? Well, I help families all across South Florida execute their real estate plans. I recently helped one family in downtown Miami sell their land to one of the big national developers. I helped another client up in Fort Lauderdale. He needed to liquefy his portfolio. We did that for him in less than a month. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
If I leave here tomorrow.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on, and we're on with my good friend, David Ogman. We've shared his story. His son, Jordan, has a genetic disease. He's racing against the clock to find a cure. David, welcome to the show. And boy, oh boy, do we have stuff in common. I spent a long time trying to help Vivian. And God bless you. I know how hard it is to be the primary caregiver at the same time as looking for the help. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, David, let's start off a little bit by talking a little bit about what Jordan suffers from and then what he goes through on a daily basis.
Yeah, so Jordan was recently diagnosed with a rare, fatal, neurodegenerative Jewish genetic disease. And Jordan's 4.5 years old now. For the past 4 years, we pretty much were trying to figure out what exactly was going on with Jordan. He was born with an irregular heartbeat. The first few days of his life, he spent in the ICU. And once we got out of the ICU, we realized that Jordan just wasn't progressing like our other child did. And we knew something was wrong, We spent 4 years going to doctors throughout South Florida, and no one could really figure out or pinpoint what exactly was going on. So we've been to geneticists, neurologists. We've been to all the hospitals in South Florida, reaching out across the country. But with these rare genetic diseases, these diseases are so rare that they don't have symptoms or diagnoses of these without very expensive testing. And even through this expensive testing, they sometimes don't figure it out until it's too late. But my wife, Stacy, and I didn't want to give up, and we wouldn't take no for an answer. And we just kept pushing and digging. And then recently at the University of Miami, at the Victor Genetica Disease Research Center, they gave this news to us.
So I know that you're fundraising. There's a special research project that you're funding for this. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so when we originally got diagnosed, and it was only a few months back, the end of 2019, the University of Miami, they did diagnose us, and they said, unfortunately, there's no treatment or cure for this rare Jewish genetic disease. It's called TEC-PR2. It's so rare, it doesn't even have a name, as many rare genetic diseases are. They just go by this specific gene mutation. But what they told us is there's no cure, there's no treatment, and good luck. Just keep Jordan comfortable and happy for the next year or so you have with him before he's gone.
What are the symptoms?
Then we decide to get the symptoms. Well, he's nonverbal, so at 4.5 years old, nonverbal. He says a few words, maybe mama, dada, eat, go. His walking is very wobbly. He can walk, he falls over. He bumps into things. He gets a black eye. He gets bruises. He's not able to hold a fork or a spoon like other kids. You could just tell that it's something that was neurological. The neurologist actually ran out of ideas and said, you know what? I have no idea. They said, if I was you guys, I would get on a plane and fly up to Boston right now. And don't leave Boston until someone gives you an answer, because the smartest doctors and scientists are up there. Let them try to figure this out. We went up to Boston and they said the same thing. It's a rare fatal disease. There's no treatment. There's no cure. No one's working on this. And best of luck. I get back to my hotel room and I'm Googling and Googling all night. And coincidentally, it's the University of Florida, which is my alma mater, that happens to have a scientist there in Gainesville that's working on cures for rare disease.
Wow.
Of all places. And I'm emailing from Boston. And Gainesville responds back and they say, you know what, we're working on this, and a plane leave Boston and go to Gainesville. We're interested. So of all places, Gainesville, Florida, where I went to college 25 years ago, has a rare genetic, they have a rare disease and gene therapy lab that's working on researching and developing life-saving cures for kids like my son, Jordan.
Now, how do people get information about how they can help that scientist in his research? Have you helped set up like a 501c3 or something people can donate to?
Yeah, so we have a 501c3. It's the Jordan Avi-Ogman Foundation.
Say it again, because you broke up, David.
The Jordan Avi-Ogman Foundation is our 501c3 that we set up. We need to raise $2.5 million for the University of Florida as they're researching and developing this cure. Our website is savingjordan.org, and on savingjordan.org, it has Jordan's medical history, the diagnosis, some information about what the University of Florida is doing, and why it costs so much money and time to figure this out. But in the age of what we're going through now with COVID-19 and the coronavirus, you have the world's top scientists and doctors around the world, unlimited funds, unlimited researchers, unlimited money. And you see how slow and difficult it is to find a cure. Now everyone kind of understands what it's like for a rare disease kid who has limited funds, limited resources, and limited researchers around the world that are actually interested in something so rare.
Listen, David, I want to thank you for coming on and educating our people here on the show about it. Once we get the show posted, I'll make sure I give you a link. I really hope that you can populate other people with your interview, and that we can help you raise money for for Jordan, and God bless you and your whole team and your family, and have a beautiful, beautiful, meaningful Passover.
Thank you. You as well. And thank you for letting us get the awareness out there.
It's my absolute pleasure, man. God bless you and your wife and Jordan.